It's The Drive with Robin Ross, and we get to interview some of the biggest international artists on this show. A massive Jacaranda FM welcome, John and Robbie from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Can we discuss how you guys got your name, Jacaranda?
Actually, yeah, we're just named after, I don't know if you know, the trees with the pink and purple flowers that bloom all over the city of Pretoria every year.
We were just talking about when we lived in California, all the Jacaranda trees, gorgeous purple, just really beautiful. And now I live in New Jersey where, you know, they don't have Jacaranda trees. I mean, it's a pretty place, but you know, it's not as colorful.
Well, guys, it's really nice to have you on the show this afternoon. We're excited about getting all the details of your upcoming tour to South Africa. The new album is called Chaos in Bloom. That in bloom bit, was it perhaps a reference to Nirvana in that old album?
Wow, I didn't even think about that. This is how I came up with that name. I was listening to an album by a band called The Chameleons, and one of the lyrics in the song says something about the chaos in bloom, and it just struck me as like, wow, what a great line in a song, and sort of like where we were at the time when we were making that record. We were just coming out of COVID, or were we still in COVID, Robbie?
Yeah, we were in the midst of it, actually. It was crazy.
Yeah, so we were trying to put the record together. It was just, we'd been stuck in our houses for a year. I mean, it was out of control. And, you know, while we were making this record, that was when a lot of the protests for the Black Lives Matter was happening all over. There was just so much chaos and unrest. And I was listening to that song, and it fit the mood of what was going on here in the States.
So the album came out of the COVID era and times that we were all stuck in our houses. Some of us were making sourdough bread and banana bread. You guys made an album.
Yeah, we actually made two albums during COVID. Yeah, we made a Christmas album. Like I said, you know, it's like you take a couple of doses of hydroxychloroquine and you never know what you're going to do. So we were going crazy. We had to, and as a matter of fact, on Chaos and Bloom, there's a song called Going Crazy, which is basically about being stuck in your house during the pandemic.
Yeah, we're glad that's no longer a thing. Listen, so you guys are heading to the country for three dates later on in 2024.
Yeah, we'll be in Cape Town and Durban. And Victoria over
Pretoria. Pretoria.
Yes, correct. Over 4 or 5 days. So, got a day of rehearsal there, day to hang around. So, we'll have some fun.
So, you guys are bringing some South African friends to these shows, Ross Lehrman, Throwin Ash, Matthew Mole, and you're bringing the new album. But for fans who've been there since day one, will we be hearing the classics?
I think when you haven't been someplace in over 20 years, like we haven't been there in over 20 years, and you got to play the hits. I mean, because you know, you never know if that's a. It could, every time I walk out on stage, I'm like, this might be the last one. So, you know, not in a bad way. I just mean, you know, do a good job. So, we have this luxury problem of having a bunch of hit songs that people know. So, you know, you got to play all those, and then. You know, and then some deeper cuts for the people who are really into the band. But, you know, we're there to entertain people, so got to play the hits.
The last time you were here was over two decades ago, and I actually got the opportunity to see you live, one of the best shows I've ever seen. You were touring the album Dizzy Up the Girl. What do you remember about South Africa on that tour, and what are you excited to come back to?
I think the biggest difference between then and now was John and I were drinking back then, and and we had a crazy time last time in South Africa.
Yeah.
So I don't remember too much about that trip, other than we had an amazingly good time. but it's kind of a much different vibe, you know, with the band now, you know. So I'm really looking forward to getting back there under these circumstances, too.
Yeah, you know, Cape Town is such a beautiful place, and I don't think we were ever in Pretoria, you know?
No.
And I'm just excited to see it. I mean, it's an interesting culture, an interesting place, and, like, you know, and I just remember the people being very, very cool to us. So, you know, I'm all about that. And these are going to be fun shows.
Well, I tell you, Pretoria also very, very nice place to hang out. Really good restaurants, really good food, really good wine. You guys are going to have an absolute whale of a time.
That is the one thing I do remember was the South African wine. Unbelievable. So good. So good. And I used to be a wine snob, except I would drink 3 bottles of it a day. And you always drink the good bottle first, and then you slowly go back to the cheaper and cheaper bottles.
Yep.
Until you wind up with the box of wine, just sucking it out of the spigot, straight from the teat. But I do remember the South African wine being just unbelievably good.
Proper rock stars. We can't wait to see you here in December.
Yeah, we're doing December 4th. Which is a Wednesday in Cape Town at the, as you pronounced it correctly, the Kurtzenbach Gardens, and December 5th, which happens to be Mr. Resnick's birthday in Durban, and December 7th in Pretoria. So those are the 3 shows, and we got a day rehearsal and a day to hang out too. So it's going to be a good trip.
There it is, Goo Goo Dolls in South Africa. 5 days coming up in December, including in Pretoria. It's going to be a complete jewel. Guys, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
All right, brother,
we're looking forward to it. Thanks, man.